Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Once again, this morning, we are grateful that we are in the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when he said, let us go into the house of the Lord. And today, we have an opportunity to come here and worship together. And just, we just rejoice before you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. As always, the entrance of your word brings light. And may that word bring light to every situation this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Just a short exhortation for us this morning. Stand ye still. The salvation of the Lord is near. Amen. You know, you have to stand still to see his salvation. So I've got some scriptures and I've got some things I want to say and so forth like that. And I want to start off by saying, no matter where you are today and how you got there, no matter what you've been through or what you are going through, remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Hallelujah. And in 2 weeks, by the grace of God, starting in 2 weeks, I am going to do a series, and you don't want to miss that, on, you know, prophetic events and different things and so forth that's going on, you know, and so on, you know, so, you know, that's a little down the road, but right now, just sit back and enjoy this message and so forth like that. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. But I titled it, Stand Ye Still. The salvation of the Lord is near. Exodus, I'm going to start at Exodus chapter 14. Now, this story, you may have read it before. I'm sure many people have read it, but we're going to bring out some viewpoints in Exodus chapter 14. And the story goes that Israel, you know, had been in captivity for many years in Egypt and so forth like that. You know, so finally, the Lord, he sent Moses down there to bring them out by a mighty hand, he did, under Pharaoh and so on. And he also hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he chased them, you know, out of, you know, after they left Egypt, he chased them and so forth. So you know the story. And they went into the wilderness several days journey and so forth. And they came up against the Red Sea. And Pharaoh was charging down against them and so forth. And the Lord, he would set the pillar of fire there, you know, and he would keep the camp of the Israelites away from the charging Egyptians because of the pillar of fire. The chariots couldn't go through and so forth. And as they were charging down, and I said this before, and I like to say it this way, you know, Pharaoh, you know, Pharaoh, he thought he was a great general. I mean, actually, he was a great general, and a great army general and so forth like that. So he kind of mocked Moses when he saw Moses was backed up against the sea. And he said to Moses, your God is a poor general. He has no idea how to fight this battle. I mean, look at you. You know, where are you going to go now? You know, but Moses, he didn't pay him any attention at all. He just turned to the children of Israel that were, you know, just complaining and everything. You know, he said, well, you should have left us in Egypt to die. Why'd you bring us out here and so forth like that? You know, so here's what Moses said to them in Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, ye shall see them forever no more. Now, that applies to your situation today. Whatever you are going through this morning, I have the word of the Lord to tell you this morning. You know that no matter what you've been going through, and no matter how you got there, no matter where you are, I got news for the devil this morning. Amen. And I got some bad news for the devil, but I got some good news for the people of God. Amen. The bad news that I got for the devil this morning is, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. That's for the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter the grip that the devil has had over you, No matter what you've gone through in your family, in your situation, with your spouse, with your husband, with your children, with your whatever, finances and job and so forth, today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Well, you say, why is today the day of salvation? Because I don't pick these messages, you know, that I want to preach. Sometimes I do, and sometimes the Lord will change it, but this one, He gave me to preach this. So I know that He's got deliverance for some of you this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't despise the day of small things. Because, you know, if you do, you might just miss your visitation. So He said to them, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Oh my, that means you won't even have to say anything. You know, the Lord will fight. You know, some people, they like to do everything all by themselves. Well, you know, that's all right. But, you know, it's not by power, and it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So Moses, he told them, these Egyptians, and of course, you know the rest of the story. The Lord, He finally lifted that pillar of fire, you know, but before He did, he left the pillar of fire in there, allowed the children of Israel to go through on that. You know, when He heaped, the Bible says, He made the Red Sea a heap. Oh my, I love that. He heaped the Red Sea up on this side and on this side, allowed the children of Israel to pass through. And when they were clear gone, see, then He lifted the pillar of fire. And all those chariots and so forth, they started charging down. The Lord, He suckered them in. That's right. You know, and when they got right in the middle of the Red Sea, oh my goodness, the waters came crashing down. And the word of the Lord, spoken by the mouth of Moses, His servant, was fulfilled. All Pharaoh's chariots and his horsemen and himself, they were all destroyed. The Bible says He has overthrown the horse and the rider and Pharaoh and everything in the Red Sea. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all the children of Israel, they went across. And you know, many of them wondered and said, wow. You know, because they had never seen any miracle like that. See, now, let me tell you something this morning. If the Lord has never done anything before, that's because there has never been that thing for Him to do. Not because He couldn't do it. Amen. The way I believe is, I don't care what the situation, even if somebody says, well, it's never been done. Well, I say, well, that's because maybe this situation has never occurred before. But if we come up against any situation, I know the Lord is able. He is able, and not only is He able, He is willing. See, some people think the Lord is able, but He's not willing. No, the Lord is willing. One man said, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me whole. The Lord said, you know, I will. Be Thou made whole. The Lord, He's not only able, but He is also willing to help us. So, the Lord told them, Moses told them by the word of the Lord, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. You've heard me preach on this before. The story of Jehoshaphat in there and so forth like that, you know, and they were being terrorized, and there is a viewpoint I want to bring out here in this story that is very interesting, and this is where the real faith and miracles come in. Now listen to this, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, now the children of Ammon and so forth, they were terrorizing them, so I'm not going to go, I don't have time to go into all of that and so forth, but listen to the prayer of Jehoshaphat in verse 12. He said, O our God, will Thou not judge all these people that, you know, come against us? For we have no might against this great company. So he recognized his own insufficiency, you know, that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. But here's the secret. But our eyes are upon Thee. Hallelujah. If your eyes are upon the Lord, He will come through for you. But listen to what the Lord said to them. He said, Thus saith the Lord unto you, verse 15, the latter half. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go ye down against them and so forth like that. And he said, Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Now that's the same word again. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. The same exact thing that Moses said. You know, this same man here, that the Spirit of the Lord, he came upon him right there, and he spoke the same thing, Jehaziel. He spoke that same word. He said, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. You won't even need to fight. The Lord is going to fight for you. And Jehoshaphat, when he heard that word, he bowed his head down to the face of the ground. I mean, put his face down, and he worshipped the Lord. And he began to set, you know, the singers and the people to worship the Lord and so forth. And then the Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, verse 21, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army. So he put the praise ahead of the battle. Amen. Praise God. Many people, they want to wait until the Lord does something for them before they praise the Lord. Well, that shows you don't have very much faith. If you have faith, then you believe that the Lord has already done it. So you praise him, you know, even before you receive. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what you haven't even yet seen. But in your heart, see, this is the way I see faith, you know, for God, it's foreknowledge. So he already knows everything. You know, so, you know, something that's going to happen tomorrow, to him, it's foreknowledge because he already knows it. Well, I don't have foreknowledge. So to me, it is faith. So what's foreknowledge to him is faith. And just as sure, see, you know, when your faith gets powerful enough, just as sure as God's foreknowledge is sure, your faith can be sure too. See, because you know that God can do it. You know, and if you know that, you don't have to worry about it. You know, your faith is not in yourself. It is in the Lord. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
Now, for faith to be valid, it must be based on the word of God. You know, what God has said, if you believe it, that's what comes to pass. Now, so, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 46 and verse 10. God himself says, be still and know that I am God. Oh my. Psalm 46 and verse 10. Let's turn to it and see what he says in it. You know, and we're talking about, stand still. The salvation of the Lord is near for you. You know, Psalm 46 verse 10. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. And that is what we are preaching about this morning, is for you to recognize that the Lord is bringing deliverance for your situation. Now, that situation may be, you know, economic, you know, crisis or whatever, you know, or it may be as a result of the problem that's going on. You know, maybe you lost your job, maybe you are homeless, maybe, you know, you have a situation in the family or whatever, you know, that you're going through and so forth like that. You know, but I'm going to share with you some promises this morning. And if you can get a hold of these promises of God, you're going to get a victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read the rest of Psalm 46 to you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, how many of you believe that's true? Say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, will we not fear? Oh my. Though the earth be removed, though there's economic collapse, though the mountains be turned upside down, carried into the midst of the sea, though there be uproar and so forth, he said, though the waters thereof roar, all the people may be roaring and so forth. That's like the waters and other people and so forth. They're roaring and everything, you know, and men's hearts failing them for fear, unrest all over the world and so forth. He said, all of these things may be happening, mountains may be shaking and swelling. You know, say, I'm not going to worry because there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. Oh my, that river is the Holy Ghost. Jesus himself said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly, John 7:37, shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Ghost, there is a river. Oh my, and where he flows. Remember, the Holy Ghost, he knows how to bring calmness out of chaos better than anybody else in this history of this universe. Remember, in the beginning, there was chaos everywhere. The Bible says after God had created the heavens and so forth like that, you know, there was chaos everywhere in Genesis chapter 1. You know, he said there was chaos, everything was just chaotic because the devil bombarded that place. You know, but the Bible says the Holy Spirit, he moved upon the face of the deeps. Oh my. You know, when he moved upon the face of the deeps, he brought rest and he brought calmness out of that chaos. The Lord, he can bring calmness and rest for you out of the chaos.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No matter how chaotic, you know, some people, their lives seem to attract chaos, you know. Everywhere you go is chaos around you. You know, things just don't work out and so forth like that. Well, today, I've got news for you. You know, all you have to do, believe this message. You know, because the Bible says, he said to them, believe on the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall you prosper. You know, and when the Lord, you know, can get you, if I can get you in this message, to believe the word of the Lord, all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to show you the promises of God. You know, and if you see those promises, you get a hold of them, the Lord is going to liberate you out of every situation, whatever the circumstances are. Now, let's go back to Psalm 46. He says, there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the house of God, be glad the city of God, and so forth. Oh, it will make glad even the tabernacles of the Most High. You know, that's you. See? Amen. The tabernacles of the Most High, that's you. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, he's going to make you glad. Oh my, hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Oh my, God shall help her, and that right early. The Lord will help you, and you will not be moved. You know, one time in Habakkuk 3 and 17, you know, the prophet said, though the fig tree does not blossom, oh my, though there be no fruit in the vine, though there is economic collapse, you know, that man was bankrupt. If you read all of this, said, you know, no food, nothing, and so forth. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Can you still rejoice in your God? You know, if there are crises around you, can you rejoice? Can you rejoice in the midst of all of the problems and so forth like that? Well, God is going to give you cause to rejoice this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the children of Israel, they cried unto the Lord. You know, and then God, you know, you remember what the Lord said. He said, I have seen their affliction. Now, it's not your affliction that really moves God at all. You say, well, that's cruel. No, it isn't. It's in the scriptures. He said, I have seen their afflictions. Well, he didn't do anything about it. But I have heard their cry. See, all the time that they were afflicted and they didn't cry unto the Lord, well, the Lord didn't do anything. See, but when they began to cry unto the Lord for by reason of their oppressors, then the Lord said, now, I'm going to do something about it. Now, if you are afflicted and you don't cry unto the Lord, well, that's your problem. See, maybe you think you can do it by yourself, you know, but, you know, whether he will help you or not, I don't know in that situation. But if you cry unto the Lord, the Bible says the cry of the righteous, his ears are open unto it. And the Lord will never turn down a plea for his mercy. Every time that people say, have mercy upon me, oh God, you know, he will have mercy upon you. So you must cry unto the Lord. Don't just sit down there and say what, you know, go, Sarah, Sarah, or whatever will be. No, you get a hold of the Lord. And you say, Lord, I want you to turn around my situation. Amen. And he will help you. Praise God. The Lord of hosts is with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Now listen to this promise in Isaiah chapter 43 and verses 1 and 2. Here's what he said. He said, especially verse 2, he said, when, now not if, so I want everybody to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43 and verses 1 and 2. But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, you put your name there instead of Jacob. Amen. Put your name there. Fear not. He said, I have redeemed thee. And I have called thee by your name. He said, thou art mine. Are you God's? Do you belong unto the Lord? I mean, can you put your name there? See, can you say, the Lord spoke to me that I am his? Amen. How many of you have heard his voice? The Bible says, the sheep, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. Now, so whatever you are passing through, he said, I will be with you. He said, when you pass through those waters, they will not overflow you. That means you won't drown. Amen. And when thou walkest through the fire, I will be with you. You will not be burned. And the flame will not even kindle upon you. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they remembered this prophecy. You know, and they went in there and they said, well, you know, We don't know whether, you know, you know these gods that you have created, we're not going to worship them and so forth like that. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. So you must settle that in your heart. The first thing is, he is able. Now, if he chooses not to, that's his thing, that's up to him, but he will deliver you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they said, well, we know our God is able, and they went into that fire, and the next thing you know, bound hand and foot, they were loose, walking around, and there was somebody in there with them. Amen. Even Nebuchadnezzar said, wow, didn't we cast 3 people in there? But now I see somebody like the Son of God walking among them and so forth. When you are in the fire, I will be with you.
Amen.
When you are going through the waters, I will be there with you.
Amen.
Now notice what Jesus said in here. He says, when thou passest through, and remember I've mentioned this before right here in this church, the word here is through. When you pass through, that means you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah! You already know you are coming out on the other side. David himself said, when I walk, did he say walk into the valley of the shadow of death? No. If you walk into, that's a dead end. You're not coming out. But when I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I am coming out on the other side. Hallelujah! In Mark chapter 4, Jesus said to his disciples, and if they would have paid attention, he said, let us go to the other side. That's what he said. He didn't say, let us go into the sea and perish. He said, let us go to the other side. And that word was going to sustain itself. It didn't matter whether the storm would rise or anything. It made no difference. Once the Lord spoke it, it was going to come to pass. Let us go to the other side. And he went to this boat, and he fell asleep in the back. You know, he didn't care whether there was storm or rain or shine or anything. It made the Lord no difference at all. Tempests would rise, the sea and the thing, billows and so forth like that. The boat was tossed up and down. And the disciples went to Jesus, Master, carest thou not that we perish? See, this is the same thing with people today. The first inkling of problem they have, they blame the Lord for everything. They say, Lord, you don't care that all these things I'm going, you know, of course the Lord cares. But the Lord knew that you could handle the situation. That's right. He knew you could handle the situation. That's why he went to sleep. You know, he wanted you to be to take care of it, you know. Hallelujah. And that's why the first thing he said to them, why are you so fearful? Why are you of so little faith? That tells you that fear and unbelief, they go together. You see, if you are fearful, you cannot have any faith. And if you are unbelieving and so forth, then you will be fearful. So he walks together. See? So the Lord said, and the Lord, he rebuked the tempest for their sakes. Now the Lord did he had no plan to rebuke that tempest at all. He was just going to ride out the storm. Amen? Now some of you think that the only way that deliverance comes is for the Lord to rebuke the storm. No. He can be with you while you are going through. Hallelujah. Doesn't always have to rebuke the storm. He may rebuke the storm, but he may also be, but you know, if Jesus is in the boat, that boat is not sinking. He could be sleeping. He could be in the back. Now, is Jesus in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. The disciples should have known that the Lord said, let us go to the other side. And that's the word that Jesus said. And once he said, let us go to the other side, they should have known that they were getting to the other side. No matter the storms that will rise up, you will get to the other side. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, he rebuked the storm because of their unbelief. See, now some of you are going, you know, through storms this morning. And we don't make light of it. I don't make light of the storms that people are going through. You know, you might be going through all kinds of things, you know, and so forth. All challenges in your life, all things, all hell seems to break loose, you know. That's the same thing that happened to the disciples. The moment that Jesus said, go do something, you know, let's go do something, then all hell broke loose. Let's go to the other side. All hell broke loose. Well, all hell may be breaking loose around you, in your family, around your loved ones, and so forth like that. But I want to tell you something this morning. Amen. If you will only believe this message, the Lord, he will calm the storm. Amen. They even said, what manner of man is this? That even the storms and the winds obey him. And the Lord, He has given me a word this morning. After I finish this message, I will speak that word to your situation. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, I know when the Lord tells me to do something, you know, and if I do it, if I obey, you know, he will watch over the word to perform it. So you be believing, we are going to see the salvation of the Lord even in your situation this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 27 and verse 1. Psalm 27 and verse 1. I will read verses 1, maybe through 3 or 5. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Whom shall I fear, or what shall I fear? Doesn't matter what situation is around you. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom or of what shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, they came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And every time the devil will come up against you, he's going to stumble and fall in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Though an host should encamp against me, well, though, you know, all of these things should be around me, yet my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, or famine, or crisis, or whatever, in this will I be confident. Why? Because David, you know, all those times that he was in praises and so forth, he saw the Lord upon a cherub. Oh my. He saw the Lord seated between the midst of the cherubims. He saw the glory of the Lord, and he knew that the Lord was his rock. Oh my. Praise God. He said, I will not be afraid. No matter what comes up against me, he said, I will not be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 51. I'm going to read verses 11 through 13. Isaiah 51. Let me read verses 11 through 13. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return.
Amen.
That's you this morning. Amen?
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
You will return to your place of joy.
Amen.
That's right. See, now what the devil wants to do is to steal your joy. And he can steal your joy. He's got your victory already. See, and that's what he does with the, you know, people of God. You know, and so forth like that. He would attack people around you, attack your family, attack different things so that he can steal your joy. And if he steals your joy, the next thing you know, you don't even have a testimony. See, and when you don't have a testimony, then your faith is weakened, you know. But today, the Lord says, you will return to your place of joy.
Amen.
Therefore shall the redeemed of the Lord return. They shall come with singing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head.
Amen.
They shall obtain gladness and joy. Amen. How many of you want to obtain gladness and joy this morning? My goodness. You know, and it says, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, he will wipe away all tears from your eyes. Say, comfort ye, my people. How many of you ever know that the Lord, he knows how to wipe away those tears? Oh, yes. He can even take away the horrible memories. Oh, yes. He knows how to do that too. You know, he knows how to do it. Praise God. And I want to tell you this morning, you know, some of you, you know, you've got, you know, it's like this tape recorder that you got in your memory. You know, we all got it. But the things that you are playing back, those are just the evil memories. You got to erase that.
Amen.
Amen. Play back the good memories, sir. Play back the good things that the Lord has done. Count your blessings, sir. Don't play back all those evil things. If you have any evil recordings, record over it. Amen. Wipe it out. Praise God. I notice even in medicine today, if you go in for anesthesia, you know, so forth like that, they can give you some drugs, you know, that can give you short-term memory loss. Am I saying the truth? Any people in medicine here? You know? When you go in, you know, you won't remember the things that happened, you know, the few minutes that you were there. You know? They have a way, they wipe away your memory. You know? If medicine can do that, you know, I tell you something, the Lord, he knows how to do beyond that. You know, he said, I'll wipe away your tears. He knows. If you will just let him, he can remove, he can wipe away all those sad memories. Hallelujah. Some of you think I'm telling you fables here. The Lord can do it. Otherwise, his name is not the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he can do all things. He can take those memories. The same way he can wipe away your sins. He can wipe away your sorrows. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You say, well, I know he will wipe away my sorrows when I get to heaven. You know, Mary, You know, she said the same thing. Well, I know my brother will rise in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am already the resurrection and the life. What I'm telling you this morning, I'm not talking about heaven. He'll do that in heaven, we know that. But if only in heaven the Lord can help us, then, you know, what do we have there? You know, the Lord is a very present help in trouble. There's no trouble in heaven. It is now that he will help us. Amen. When we get to heaven, we already have the victory. Don't be looking for any help when you get to heaven. It is right now. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord, he can wipe away your tears. But when you do get to heaven, oh yeah, he will wipe away those tears. That's for sure. You know, if you have any loved one that are not saved, you won't even remember it in heaven. That's right. Because he will wipe that memory away. But right here on earth, the sufferings that you are going through and so forth, all of the afflictions, all of the pain and so forth, not only will he deliver you out of those, he will give you new memories.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, you can choose to play back, you know, the old tape that has all the bad things, or you can choose to play the good things. It's up to you. But this morning, I want to encourage you. Leave those old memories behind. Play the good memories. Amen. Because the Lord, he will do a new thing for you this morning. Hallelujah. Say, you will obtain gladness and joy. You say, even I am he that comforteth you. And the Lord is now going to challenge you. Say, why should you be afraid of a man that shall die? See, some of you are afraid of what somebody is going to do to you or somebody is doing to you. You know, and you forget that I, the Lord, the God that created all things. See, that made the heavens, stretch out the foundations, and you have continually feared every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if you are ready to devour. I say, where is the fury of the oppressor? The Lord said, look, what is it that you are afraid of? I am on your side. Why should you be afraid of anything else? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, so today, let us not be afraid, but let us trust in the Lord with all our heart, and he shall give us the victory. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. He said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. But be strong in the Lord. Now, you say, how can I do all of these things? You know, I don't even have any power. You know, I'm powerless. I'm weak. My situation and so forth. Now, if that's your case, well, let me read this to you then. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. If you think you have no strength, and if you think that you cannot, you know, accomplish any of these things, and you know that your situation is hopeless and you can't get the victory and so forth, let me read to you what it says here in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. He says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong. So you don't win the race just because you are fast. This race, you know, yeah, maybe Olympics and so forth, yes. Yeah. But in this spiritual race, it's not because of what we can do in ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
The battle is not to the strong. You don't win the battle because you are physically strong. No. It is not by might, nor by power. Zechariah, he says, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong, and so forth like that. You know, it is the Lord that does these things. It is the Lord that is going to give you the victory. Now, I want you to know that the salvation of the Lord is near for you today. You say his salvation is near? Yes. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 13. Isaiah 46 and verse 13. Here's what it says for you this morning, those of you who are going through various things. Behold, I bring near my righteousness, and it shall not be afar off. And my salvation for your situation shall not tarry. Amen. Oh, he said, I will place salvation in Zion. Oh, my goodness. You know, now, for you, that's your family. Because the Lord says, upon every dwelling place of Zion shall be the glory of the Lord for a defense. For you, Zion is your family, your household, and so forth. He said, my salvation is near. See, it shall not even be afar off. He said he is going to bring that salvation close to you, even this very morning. Now let me read one more verse in Isaiah 51 here. Isaiah 51, I'm going to read verses 5. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. And my arm shall judge the people. Oh, and all the earth shall wait upon me. And on my arm shall they trust. Are you trusting on the Lord this morning? Because his righteousness is near for us today. Second Corinthians chapter 6. He tells us in verse 2 of Second Corinthians chapter 6. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Oh, don't you even think within your heart for 1 minute, God wants you to continue in the suffering and so forth like that. No, he wants you to be delivered. Say, let my people go. He said to the devil, amen. But he never delivers by the arm of flesh. God doesn't deliver by the human strength. He delivers by the power of his spirit and the power of his word. He said to Gideon, you can read the story in Judges chapter 7. I don't have time to read all of it, but in Judges chapter 7, he tells us, all the problems that they were having against the Ammonites and so forth like that. So finally, Gideon is trying to build an army, and God tells him in verse 2, he said, the people are too many. Because they started out with like 32,000 people. There were just too many. God said, no, they're just too many. Listen to what he said. Let's read it so that you will see that God does not deliver, by the arm of flesh. And when he does these things, he doesn't want anybody to get the credit. He wants to get the glory himself. He said, and the Lord said to him, verse 2 of Judges 7, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. See? Lest Israel should found themselves up against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. See? So the Lord, sometimes he will allow you to hit rock bottom. So that you will know that it wasn't by your strength or anything that you did it. And then he will pull you out. The Bible said, no matter the number of afflictions that you go through, many are the afflictions of the righteous, Psalm 34. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Oh my, you say, well, my own afflictions are more than others. It is more than my strength. No, it isn't. Because Jesus said, nothing, the Bible says, no temptation will be allowed to come upon you that is greater than your strength. So the Lord will not allow you to get to that breaking point. But you say, well, I'm already at a breaking point. Well, then that means today is your deliverance. Amen. If you are at a breaking point, then cry unto the Lord then, and he will deliver you. And in a few minutes, we're going to do just that. So the Lord, he told Gideon, he said, there are too many, cut them back. And he cut them back, and Isaiah cut them back to 10,000 or whatever. There were still too many. At the end of the day, he ended up with only 300. And the Lord said, that's good enough. So show that it wasn't by the arm of flesh. Now, it is not by the multitude of whatever that you have around you that you are going to be delivered. It is by you trusting in the word of the Lord this morning. The word of the Lord this morning says for me to tell you that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. The Egyptians that have plagued you up to today, after today, you will see them no more. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't hear a shout in here this morning. If you truly believe that the Egyptians will perish from your life this morning, shout hallelujah. That's right. You say, well, why will the Egyptians perish? Well, because the Lord said so. And that's the way the Lord works. Once he says it, if you believe it, then it's done. But if you don't believe it, he said the word that was spoken was not mixed with faith in some of them, so it didn't profit them. But if you believe the word of the Lord, and I know that you believe, amen. Praise God. Because that's why you come out here today. You didn't come out here to be entertained. You come out here to receive something from the Lord. That's the way I believe when people come to church. I don't believe that anybody comes here, just to waste their time. They come out here because they want to receive something from God. And God is going to meet your needs. You will never go home disappointed. Not today, not any day that you come to this church believing God is going to be with you. So the Lord, he said to them, these Egyptians that you see today, you will not see them anymore. And I want to say that to you this morning. I'm going to ask everybody to rise to your feet this morning. Let's stand up to our feet. I'm going to speak the word that the Lord has given me this morning. Now, I just shared with you from the scriptures, you know, these things and so forth. But now I am going to speak prophetically to your situation this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says Ezekiel, he stood in chapter 37 and he looked at the valley of dry bones. And he looked all over and said, well, you know, can these bones live again? They asked him. You know, and so forth like that. You know, there are some of you, your life may be like dry bones this morning. You may be thinking, can these bones live again? You know, but let me tell you the word of the Lord this morning. You know, Ezekiel, he did a smart thing when he didn't know the answer. I said, well, oh, thou knowest. You know, he put it back to the Lord. Lord, thou knowest, and so forth. And the Lord said unto him, well, I'm going to tell you how these bones are going to live again. Amen? He said to him, you prophesy unto the wind. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do the same this morning. Because the Lord, he already told me to do that. He sent me here this morning to prophesy unto some dry bones. To prophesy unto some dry situations and some problems in your life this morning. You say, well, you know, why is it today? Because the Lord said so. You know, I don't know anything about that. The Lord, he does these things. You know, even the Bible says, even in those days when they didn't believe anything, he would even send an angel at different times just to stir up the water, just to help them. You know, the Lord appoints these times. He does these things. And none can say what thou doest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't say to the Lord, why doest thou what thou doest? He knows what he's doing. So I am going to speak prophetically to your situation this morning in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, it's not my word. It's the Lord's word. You know, but, you know, I have this charge this morning to speak that word into your situation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And just like he said to Ezekiel, say, prophesy to the wind and so forth. Let it bring life. And when he did, you know, they rose up and so forth. And still, there wasn't enough life. So he said, do it again. You know, prophesy and so forth. Cause the sinews and the flesh to come. You know, and it took a process. You know, first, you know, there was an awakening. And then there was a rebuilding, you know. And so forth like that, you know. First, there was an awakening. And then there was a rebuilding of adding the flesh and adding the sinews and adding all of these things, you know, until they grew an exceeding great army. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you want this deliverance out of any situation that you've been, I don't care if it's chronic. I don't care if you say it's generational, curse or whatever. That doesn't mean anything at all. This morning will be the end of it if you believe it.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray with you this morning. I know you already have faith. That's why you came to church this morning. I want you to step out into the aisles and come forward this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Oh yes. You know, whatever your situation is, you come forward this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. And I'm going to speak the word that he put in my mouth this morning. And we're going to see whether the Lord is going to back that word up or not. But I know he will back it up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my Lord Jesus, as they are coming this morning, I thank you, Lord. We have spoken your word this morning, and they come. They are not coming unto me, Lord. They are coming unto you. And Lord, we are going to speak this word to their situation this morning. And Lord, I know that you have heard me already, but for their sakes, I am saying it that you may believe, that they may believe that you have sent me this word this morning to speak unto their situation. Therefore, Lord, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now, those of you who are here this morning, I can see every one of you. I want you to raise your hands. And I want you to believe the Lord with me. And I'm going to speak this word that God has given me this morning. Hallelujah. Now, Satan, hear the word of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that Satan, he doesn't release his prisoners easily. He will not let go. But when a stronger than him is come upon him, that stronger will bind him. And then he must let loose. We've got the Holy Ghost here this morning. Oh my, he put the shackles on the devil already. Now, devil, hear the word of the Lord this morning. All the afflictions in your life, everything that you have suffered, I want you to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Anything that has been tormenting you, I want those things to hear the word of the Lord. Let my people go. In Jesus' name. Whatever your suffering, whatever your situation, whatever in your family, in your job, your whatever the problem is, all the Egyptians that have plagued your life till today, that Pharaoh, the prince of the air, the powers of wickedness, I challenge them this morning. Let my people go in Jesus' name. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's anointed me to set the captives free. Opening of the prison doors to those that are bound. And setting at liberty them that are bruised. I command liberty in Jesus' name. Now, even as the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, he spoke to me also. He said, prophesy to their situation. Hallelujah. Now, for all the dry bones in your life, let all those dry bones hear the word of the Lord this morning. Let the Spirit of God, like he did in the beginning when he moved over the face of the deeps, let him move now over the dry bones. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the dryness be erased. In place of it, Lord, the Bible says he will bring you beside the still waters.
Hallelujah.
He will take you to green pastures. All those dryness will be removed. He will now lead you to green pastures. He will restore your soul. The years that the cankerworm, the years that the caterpillar, the years that the locust, the years that the palmerworm has eaten your life, I command those years by the word of the Lord. He said, I will restore, saith the Lord. I will restore the years unto you. In the name of Jesus, so let it be. You know, the Bible says, by the law of the Medes and Persians, once they have signed it, it is sealed, it cannot be changed. Well, if the law of the Medes and Persians cannot be changed once it is signed, how much more the word of the Lord? Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Lord, we settle thy word this morning in the lives of your children. In Jesus' name. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh my. He said to Lazarus, come forth out of that grave. And he came out of the grave and he was still bound with all kinds of things. But he said, turn him loose. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 I command anything that is dead in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says even one time the deadness of Sarah's womb could not even stop the promise of God. Hallelujah. Even if your womb is dead this morning, I speak the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can withstand the power of God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And every power of sorcery or witchcraft or any kind of a thing, any generational problems, curses or whatever, hear ye the word of the Lord. If any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All the handwriting of ordinances that was against you have been removed. In Jesus' name. You know, one time the Lord, he showed me something as I was praying, you know, among some brethren and so forth. And I saw the devil, he took out a contract and he wanted to sign, you know, and I can tell it to you this morning, you know, it's like he wanted to sign your name on it, on that contract that he took out against you. But every time he tried to sign it, the ink would not stay.
Amen!
Because the blood was upon it. Hallelujah. Oh my. And you know, even in contracts and so forth, they say, you know, this contract is void. We are prohibited by law.
Every contract that the devil has
are speaking out against you. We make it void by the law of liberty. The law of liberty. The law of liberty. In Jesus' name. The law of liberty for the sons of God. We make void every contract that Satan has taken out against you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise God. Amen. Now, I know that most of you that are here, you are believers and so forth. But if you are standing in here this morning, and you're not sure, you know, and so forth like that, you know, the way to make your situation, this blessing you're receiving this morning, to be permanent, is for you to give your life completely to the Lord. And for those of you who are already saved, is for you not to lean on your own understanding, but to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will never fail you. Hallelujah. And I want you to make your boast in the Lord. Don't be quiet about what God has done for you. You shout it upon the house tops. Let the devil be ashamed. Hallelujah. Amen. Put the devil to shame already. Every time you shout it upon the house tops what God has done for you, you say, just like Abraham said, he was childless for many years. And the Lord, he gave him the promise. And Abraham, he told his friend, he said, I'm changing my name from Abraham to Abraham. And the people laughed at him every day. They said, well, we always knew that you were crazy. But we didn't know that you were even a fool. How are you going to be the father of nations when you don't even have a child? All of us who are here and have our children all around us, we don't even claim to be father of nations. Look at you already. Father of nations, my foot. You know. But it's, you know, Abraham said, well, you will see it and you will be ashamed. You know. And they mocked him every day, but he held on to the word of God. The Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And the Bible says it was counted to him for righteousness. Don't stagger at the promise of God by looking at your circumstance. You look at his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I seal these miracles this morning. Every deliverance that has been wrought here this morning. Now, people, you don't know what God is doing for you this morning. Yeah, just because it looks like we are just in this small place. You don't know what God is doing for you this morning. Lord, I seal this deliverance that God is doing for his people this morning. I seal it in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your deliverance, your miracle shall be permanent. In Jesus' name. Oh yes, every valley shall be filled. And all the high things that Satan has exalted that did not belong there shall be brought low. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your life. And all flesh shall see it. And they shall praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. One time they asked Jesus, was it this man's sins? Or even his parents that made him to be blind for 40 years from the womb? And Jesus said, no. Neither his sins nor yet his parents. But that the glory of God might be revealed. And that is the hardest, one of the hardest things in the Bible that I have ever read. Why must the glory of God, why must somebody suffer 40 years in order for the glory of God to be revealed? I don't know. His sufferings did not reveal the glory of God. But the day that he was delivered, the glory of God was revealed. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter how long you have suffered until this morning. Today, the glory of God is revealed in your life. And don't let the devil condemn you and say, it is because of your sins. That's why you have suffered this. Jesus said, it's not even because of the man's sins. It's not even because of his parents' sins. But it is because God had a plan. Now some of you have suffered some unbearable losses in your life. I want to tell you this morning, I will restore, say the Lord. Oh my. You will return to your place of joy. And I will be a crown of glory over you. Hallelujah. You shall go in and out with joy. Hallelujah. The walk of righteousness shall be peace in your life. The effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. And favor and life shall be with you. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to help me with the song, Open the Floodgates of Heaven. and let it rain. Oh yes. We're going to ask the Lord to open that floodgates and let it rain down rains of blessings, songs of deliverance, arrows of deliverance around you, to begin to pierce and penetrate every force of darkness until your joy is fulfilled and until your joy is full, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we sing this song, I want you to lift your hands, just wave your hands, believe together, and just claim the blessings of God. Open the floodgates and let it rain. Let's go.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
It's raining upon you already. Let it open the gates of to do something with me this morning. Every one of you that is here, I want you to walk forward one by one, put your hand in my hand, and we're going to believe the Lord together.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, when we touch hands together, you put in your mind and the Holy Spirit, he'll draw it out, whatever it is you are believing God for. And I will believe the Lord with you, and I tell you what, the lightning power of God will strike. And all it takes is one time. Amen. Now the praise team will sing for me. I sent my word and healed them. I am the Lord your healer. And he will heal every situation in your life. It's not just for sickness. It's for any kind of plague that is in your life. He is the Lord the healer. So as we sing this song, you will come forward one by one. You put your hand in my hand. We believe the Lord together. And then you go back to your seat, and then the Lord, he will strike it, and that's it. Amen. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord your healer. I have sent my word and healed your disease or your situation, everything that's around you, he's healed it. I am the Lord that healed thee. Let's sing that song as they come forward.
I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the healer.
Come forward and put your hand one by one.
I've sent my word and healed your disease. Oh, I am the Lord, your healer.
Just believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord.
I am the Lord that healeth. Lord, I am the Lord, your healer. I said my word and healed your disease.
I am the Lord, your healer.
I am the Lord. elected.
You want to come back to the Lord this morning, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You want to come back, don't you?
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, set him free, Lord, in Jesus' name. Set him free, Lord, this morning, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm the Lord of healer.
I am the Lord of my life.
Hallelujah. I'm the Lord God healer.
She just needs a lot of help this morning. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is just breaking her down this morning. Do you believe that the Lord, He spoke to you this morning?
Yes.
And He knows your situation.
Yes.
And today is the day that the Lord will make a change in your life. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus this morning?
Oh, yes, I do.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you see, Lord, her brokenness. The Bible says the Lord is close to those of a contrite spirit. Oh, Rabash. Lord, work a miracle for her this morning. And help her every which way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord set you free this morning. The Lord will make even His face to shine upon not only you, but yours and your ways. Hallelujah. And He will restore you this morning. He forgives your sins. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh my. Praise God. Amen.